Our next item was a change of zone, number 1692, Frank J. Emmy Jr.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, before you deliberate on this one.
I wish you would.
This is in an area where we had a B1 application that was very controversial, and those folks made a record in support of it. What we have is a CR1 application, which is much more intensive uses. And I've got to tell you legally, in deference to this gentleman, he has not made a record that supports CR1. I mean, by his own admission of the type of uses that he wants to do, I'm not saying any other thing is appropriate, but he's not made a record for CR1. I need to lay that out.
And I appreciate you pointing that out, and that that's fact. I think the commission agrees with you that under the rules of the commission and what needs to be done, it certainly hasn't been in my mind. I don't, you know.
One of those things, Mr. Chairman, we run into this occasionally where you have an individual relatively modest means at their disposal, and our process is so much enamored to three-piece suits and you know, multiple engineers, and they the small person just doesn't understand the process. And I think during the public hearing, I think you mentioned that, you know, some allowance for setting aside reapplication of the fees and a resubmittal with a more considered approach in this particular case might be advised. So I don't know how we would go about that to make sure that the applicant understood that, you know, we're not here to just slam bang people around, but maybe to guide it in that direction.
All the comments that have been made are on the record and there for the applicant, who happens to be here, has heard all those things, and it is in the record. So he certainly can act on that if he chooses to do so. It should be stated in the motion, however, that if there is a motion to deny and you do wish to waive a fee on a second application, it should be stated in the motion.
Well, I don't think that the commission has the authority to do it.
Yeah,
I think
that's going to
come from council anyway.
Right.
As far as waiving fees for applications,
we can't make that recommendation.
You make that recommendation. I don't think you can make.
That's what I mean. It would be a recommendation. It's not only the big dogs can do that. We can recommend that they do it, right?
And going down memory lane, we had an application in down in my neighborhood, where the applicant was for a CR1, made no record, and did seek counsel between the P&Z public hearing and county council public hearing, and did get his request for the change of zone approved by county council. So that did happen within the last six months.
But they didn't change what they wanted. They didn't change what they wanted, though. Well, but there may very well be a justification for CR1. That's not for us to decide. That's for the applicant and his counsel to figure out. So
when's the schedule for county council?
September 14th.
So we could either make a motion tonight, or if we deferred, we'd have to, we'd still have time to get a decision in prior to the.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to wing a motion.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny change of zone number 1692, application by Frank J. M.A. Jr., based upon the public hearing tonight and a lack of record, establishing the need for our appropriateness of a CR1 zone for this parcel, especially noting the limited size of the parcel. Is further recommended that should Mr. M.A. seek reapplication under a different class zoning classification, that the application fee be waived, provided the application for rezoning is made within 6 months.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1692, Frank J. Emmy Jr., for the reasons stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.